Okay, chevra, let's continue on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. We didn't like finish all that gadata on the letters, and we decided this is kind of fun. So let's go. Kuf stands for Kadosh. Resh stands for Russia. My time. Now, Kadosh in this context means what? It probably means Hashem. Hashem is considered the Kadosh, and the Resh stands for the Russia. So the Gemara asks, let me just get to my Maharsha. So the Gemara asks, my time. My time Mahada Ape de Kuf me Resh. How come this is written a little bit backwards, Rashi comments. It really means that the Resh, the Russia, is turned away from the Kadosh. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in ani yachol lehistakel b'Rasha. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I can't look at the Rasha. So basically what we have is like this. You have a kuf, we'll talk about this in a minute, and you have a resh. The Gemara says, kuf stands for kadosh. It stands for kadosh, the Maharsha says, because one name of Hashem is Makom, and Makom is the same gematria as Kuf. No? Everyone got that? Kuf is gematria 186. And Makom is... Ready? Look at that. So Kuf is... Right? Kuf is gematria Makom. So Hashem is... Makom is Kadosh. And Hashem is saying that I can't look at the Rasha, so it's like the back of the Rasha is towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, etc. Now, which way it's going is unclear in the Gemara. Is it that the Rasha can't stand to look at the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam can't stand to look at the Rasha, but they're probably they're probably both correct. Umay time and mahadratage de kuf legabe reish. How come the tag of the kuf? What's the tag of the kuf? The crown, the check. No?
The kuf doesn't have one.
Yes, it does.
There is one with...
Shatnez gates have a full three crown. Right? But Rashi over here writes that the tag of the kuf... Here, where is this? My time I had a ape de kuf me reish, lishna ma'al yehu, taga de kuf kamin zayin, sha'osin besofo shogag kuf. Rashi says that you make like a little zayin. You see that? That's a zayin, no? You make a little zayin at the tip of the kuf. How come that top of the kuf faces the reish? Zot the Gemara. Amar kadosh baruch hu im chozer bo. If the Russia decides to come back in, the Russia will get a crown like the Ribbono Shel Olam has a crown. In other words, it's as if the top of the kuf represents a crown and we want the Russia to crawl back in. The poskim say, by the way, that this crown that you make on top of the kuf should not be all the way at the end of the kuf. Because if it's all the way at the end of the kuf, then that kuf like could look a little bit like a lamed. No?
What?
Yeah. Rather, we want the crown on the kuf, and this is a kuf, no? So if the crown is at the end, so then this little bit looks like a lamed.
Yeah.
So we want the crown of the kuf to be in the middle. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos, wherever, Simen Lamed Vav, right? The crown, however, should be in the middle towards the resh side. The crown should be in the middle towards the resh side. Now, the Gemara continues. Let's talk about the kuf a little bit more. My time a kare de kuf tsluya. How come the kuf's leg is hanging? In other words, that there is space. De hader be le'ayo v'leyo b'hach. That if the guy changes, if the guy is chozer bo, is chozer bo, the Russia can... whatever, that was Freudian. The Russia gets into the kuf. In other words, the top of the kuf has to be hanging. Im chozer bo, ani kosher lo... My time a carried the kuf tuluya di hader bele ayov leo bahach. If the Russia, thank you, is chozer, he'll end up going into the kuf. And this is a proof of Teresh Lakish. Now Teresh Lakish emalates it. My dechsev emalates him who yalet. Also, if someone wants to become Tameh, you open up. The Marasha comments that if you want to become Tahar, Messiah also means they help you become Tahar. You have some assistance. Bali Tameh, you just have an opening that you'll find, but no one helps you become Tameh. Now, the Gemara says that the foot of the kuf is hanging. And that's so that the Rasha could end up in, inside. Comes along the Rashba, and the Rashba says, therefore, if you make a kuf like this, that it touches, it is puzzle. The dinim in the Gemara, according to the Rashba, are absolutely ma'akev. Comes along, who disagrees with the Rashba? The Me'iri. And the Me'iri says, no, they're not. Right? The Me'iri says, first of all, we have a halacha that D-book is a psola. But the psola D-book is only if I have one letter that touches another letter. Let's say I have Aleph Beis like that. Right? If one letter touches another letter, that's a psola D-book. But there's no psola D-book within the letter itself. This is a big nafgamina. Now, sometimes you have, the Mishnah Berurah discussed if I have an os hay that ends up, let's say, connecting either this way, or you have an os hay that connects like that, or something. That actually would look like a fey, no? If the hay.
Mm-hmm.
If the hay connects, it could look like a ches, it could look like a fey. But if the hay connects this way, Mishnah Berurah paskins, it's puzzle. According to the Me'iri, it's fine. Sometimes they have other D-book within the OCOs, something like this. And Aleph is supposed to be like this. Let's say it touches, right? A D-book within the OS. The Pashtus is that we are machmir in a D-book within the OS. However, there is room to distinguish and say that maybe a D-book within the OS is only a psol where the Gemara says that it's necessary. For the OS kuf, it's supposed to be a hanging kuf. So that Russia, the word is Russia, not anything else, so that the Russia can get back in. So, because that's Beferish in the Gemara, the Rashba says that is Ma'akev. The Me'iri, first of all, argues that D-book is never a psalm. Second of all, the Me'iri argues that the different Suras Osios are all going to be Kusher. Sometimes, you see, different Sifrei Torah have different types of letters. Right? We spoke about this briefly. The letter tzadi in a regular Sefer Torah, in a literature Sefer Torah, has a yud with a tzadi thing, no? In a Hasidic Sefer Torah, the letter tzadi has a backwards yud. The regular standard Sefer Torah have the letter chuf as being two zions with a chatoteres. In a ksav arizal sefer Torah, the letter chuf is the letter ches is a vav and a zion. In a standard sefer Torah, the letter ayin is a zion going down. In a Hasidishik Sabarizal Sefer Torah, it is a Vav. There's basically a fundamental machlokus whether all these letters are Vav and Zayin. Like a Shin. Right? A Shin, the way it's supposed to be written, we'll talk about it in a minute, should be three things. Right? There's a question. This one's a Vav. This one is. The way we have it is a Zion, but actually, most assume one and two are Vavs, three is a Zion. Chasidish Iksav, everything is a Vav.
Yeah, please. As I looked at it on the website,
you looked at. Which one does it look?
The Vav.
Three Vavs.
Yeah.
Wait, so we'll talk about this in a second. But basically, the Rashba holds that a kuf that is not hanging is pasul. Mi'iri says a kuf that's not hanging is kosher. And the Mi'iri says if you write with any ksav, it's going to be okay. If you look in like some of the fancy sedurim, they give you the different suras ha'osios. We pass in the Ikar Hadin that all the suras ha'osios are going to be kosher. So when you get an aliyah, you can make a bracha on the Sefer Torah with all of the Tzuras HaOsios, that doesn't really matter. A Sephardi Torah might be different than Ashkenazi Torah in that there's a few words that are spelled differently, no? Pitzua Daka, Aleph or Hey. Vayehi b'nei Noach or Vayehu b'nei Noach. Those are like the real changes. Those changes might be Ma'akev, but the other changes, basically, we paskin are not Ma'akev. That does not mean, though, that we paskin like the Me'iri. In other words, we assume that the Tzuras HaOs is Ma'akev, and the Me'iri is saying that the Tzuras HaOs, even as it's found in the Gemara, is not Ma'akev. This is probably the Me'iri L'shitaso that we spoke about in Me'iri in our youth, that the Me'iri holds that a katan delo chakim velo tipesh, right, is able to identify a letter even if it lacks what we would call the requisite Tzuras HaOs. The Me'iri is not into Tzuras HaOs as an absolute requirement. The Rashba, however, is. Right, the Me'iri in that Sefer on Stam, right, recorded this the last time we learned, I think. The Me'iri says that a katan d'lo chachim lo tipesh can identify if the kid says, it looks like an ayin. It's an ayin, even though it might be not curved, even though it might be straight. An ayin is supposed to be curved, no? Hello, Elisheva.
So we're machmir with the divuk with the letters that it can't be touching, but we're fine with the tzuras
ha'osios. Correct. In other words, we're fine that if the ayin has a zayin or a vav, we're going to be make on that the chora, but yeah. I think this is normal halacha. There are some today who are trying to be more machmir on like the Sefer Torah writing, but I think this is normal halacha. Okay, next. So that's the machlokas between the Me'iri and the Rashba. Then the Gemara says, Shin stands for Sheker. Tuf stands for Emes. My time is Sheker Mekarvin Milei, Emes Mirachka Milei. How come Sheker, all of the letters are very close together? Resh Kuf Shin. Right? Kuf Resh Shin. Right? You know this like from Gematria, right? 100, 200, 300. So they're all close by each other. Emes actually spans the entire length of the Aleph phase. Right? First, middle, and last. So how come Emes is all far away and Sheker is close by. Zakli Gemara Shikra Shriach Kushta Lo Shriach. Truth is not so common. Now, I think though there's another explanation of this. The other explanation is that falsehood often is what seems to be the thing that you get to at first glance seems to be Sheker more often. MS takes time to think about. MS takes time to penetrate. And MS, you have to go from the beginning to the end and think it through, whether it's correct. Sheker could be that thing that comes to you, it's like, really quick. Resh Kuf Shin, Kuf Shin Re, whatever. Kuf Resh Shin, right? They're all right next to each other, comes very quickly. Again, this is a drusha. I don't know, but it seems to me. My time is Shikra Achada Kar'e Koi Ve'emes Milbin Lebune. How come Sheker is on one leg and MS is on many legs? Zuck the Gemara. Muban Labune basically means it's like bricks. Right? Levena is a brick. How come MS is like bricks? We'll talk about that in a second. Kushta Koi Shikra Lo Koi. Right? MS stands, Sheker does not stand. So what does this mean that Sheker does not stand and MS stands? So the simple reading of the Gemara, actually I shouldn't have erased that shin, the simple reading of the Gemara is like this. How do you make a mem?
Mem is a vav and a chaf.
No? MS. MS will really stand because there's a firm base. The aleph, the mem, the suf, they all have firm bases.
Sheker, the shin, as we pointed out, the shin is like on one point, it's not going to stand. This means, says the Rashba, that if I make a shin like you learned in grade school, that's possible. Mm-hmm. Right? Isn't this the more standard shin that you learned in grade school? Not the pointy shin, not the dreidel shin.
Yeah.
Like this shin is like a dreidel, no? It like spins around and around. Right? This is possible, according to the Rashba.
The Pashtus is, even though the Me'iri doesn't say it, the Pashtus is that, according to the Me'iri, it would be kosher, because this is considered any sort of ksav. And the Me'iri doesn't really care about the Tzuras Ha'os, even though he doesn't really say it. Now, the Maharsha has a different take on what it means that Sheker is different than Emes. According to the Maharsha, what it means is Azoi.
But the Maharsha basically says that Sheker
actually, this is probably a bad sort of kuf. No?
You're supposed to have as much space as you have on the top, between the top and the kuf part.
This is too little space. It's probably going to be kosher by the Eve. But right, this is the word sheker. The word sheker doesn't stand in that the kuf sticks out beneath everything else. And therefore, it won't stand. As opposed to MS, everything is on the same level.
All the letters can stand on their own.
What?
Yeah, all the letters can stand on their own.
All the letters cannot stand on their own. Yeah, so that's not what the Maharsha says. Right? Here, look at the Maharsha in Sheker. Here.
Is this the Maharsha in
the Chidushei Agados? These are on Chidushei Agados. All the Maharshas that we're talking about Chidushei Agados. Kushta Kai. Zak the Maharsha, Hainu Sheyesh Lo Kiyum. Maharsha Inkin HaSheker. 1 second. Yeah. O Al Shem Sha Emes Hu Echo Me Amude Olam Dehainu Dekoi Olam Alei. Maharsha Inkin HaSheker Hu Mehares Olam B'Kiyumo. Emes keeps the world going, Sheker doesn't. Shal Korchach Emes Hu Chosim Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu Shuska Maharsha's Maisa Bereshis. Oh, I'm sorry, the previous one. Emes Malvin Shako Osios of Shovin Lamata.
You see that Maharsha?
His Maharsha says that the kuf extends down more than the resh and the shin, and that's the regel that the sheker stands on. It stands on only one leg. Probably the idea also is as follows, that if you have a person who only stands for one idea, that's sheker. If you have many different ideas that you deal with in your life, that could be MS, no? You have a person sometimes who's extremely passionate about one thing and one thing only, and that one thing like colors their vision of everything else. You know the type of person who every single Dvar Torah that they say is about one theme, and they can't even think about any other theme? Right? That is not MS. That is not honest. Not every single, you know, ad kan devara. I think you understand what I'm talking about. So that, I think, is part of the MS and the sheker idea. Okay, the rest of the Gemara goes through various configurations of the Aleph phase based on At Bash and based on other configurations. Rashi over here quotes that some of this is from Sefer Yetzira. You saw that? It's interesting. I don't know. I don't understand any of this stuff. Maybe we'll skip till the Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis. Let's go. Kosev Shtei Osios Behelam Echad Chayiv. What's Helam Echad? Oh, Sophia, did you have a question before that cut off? You were raising your head before, and I totally ignored you.
Okay.
Is the whole idea of like Tama, like it's like perfect. So is everything on Shabbat that has to be like this to be considered
Tama? So again, the Pashtus in this Gemara, like we spoke about before, and whether the Gemara is going like the Ar Zeruah or not, is unclear. La Halacha, we don't follow the Ar Zeruah. So you don't really need this type of writing, but this Gemara, because we're speaking about the Aleph Beis, we decide to tell you what the letters of the Aleph Beis should look like. To write a Sefer Torah, it's going to be a problem if you don't write it this way. We are machmir to write Gittin only in Ksav Ashuris. Me'ikar Adin the Chazanish actually once was Mesader a Gek during the war or something that was written in like normal handwriting, because it was hard to find a Sofer. Me'ikar Adin any Ksav is good by a Get also. But we write, yeah.
So just like being like Mekhinat Rishima, that it shouldn't really matter how you write it, people can tell what you're writing.
But, correct. I mean, again, but you're thinking like the Me'iri. Right? The Rashba would say that there is absolute firm rules for how you write based on these Gemaras. That was the point I wanted to make. It's interesting that the Rashba seems to say that everything that's in the Gemara is ma'akev, and therefore if that leg of the kuf touches the top of the kuf, it's a problem. Would anyone say that's a ma'akev if the little zayin, that little crown on top of the kuf, is not towards the resh? I don't think anyone ever said that that's ma'akev, la halacha. The question is, why not? Right? If I take the Gemara seriously, so everything that's in the Gemara is ma'akev. Right? We spoke about, for example, the letter gimel. No? The letter Gimel is supposed to have a leg that kicks towards the Dalet. Right? So the leg of the Gimel here, this is a Gimel. Right? The leg of the Gimel kicks towards the Dalet. Right? If I have a Gimel like this, would that be puzzled? According to the Rashba, I think it's going to be puzzled. Because that's found in the Gemara. I just don't know why the top of the kuf, right, would be different if I don't have this thing. I know many people who write Sefer Torah and they don't do any of the tagin. The assumption is that the tagin is not really ma'ake.
Does he see the tagin as important for other letters?
So whether the tagin is important for other letters, like the tagin of Ashatna's gates we pass in is not ma'ake. We'll discuss that a little bit later in Kuf Dal Amud Beis. He's from the tagin is not really ma'aki, but this one tag on the kuf, the Gemara speaks about.
But according to the Rashba, would he see that as part of the letter?
I'd assume so. I mean, at least this one tag is an essential component of the letter. No, the Gemara says, how come the tag of the kuf faces the resh? Because right, it can be a crown on top of the rasha, right? The word is rasha when the rasha does tshuva. Don't know. Okay. Next Mishnah. If I write two osios behelem echad, what's helem echad? Helem, no, not same time.
One right after.
One helem means you forget. One forgetting. If you write two osios with one forgetting, then you are chayiv. In other words, I forget that it's Shabbos, and I write two osios. I am chayiv for kosev on Shabbos, chayiv in the sense of I bring a carbon chatos. That's the din. If it's shtei halamos, let's say I forget that it's Shabbos when I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I sit down and write one letter, I go back to sleep, right? I remember, oi, I wrote a letter, I go back to sleep after, I wake up at 6 a.m., I write another letter, I'm not going to be chayiv. That's shtei halamos. It has to be helem echad. B'chayev a carbon chatos. Kosov. If you forget that it's Shabbos. If I forget that Shabbos on two different occasions. At 4 a.m. I forgot it was Shabbos and I remembered. And then I forget it's Shabbos again at 6 a.m. I feel really guilty whenever I remember. There's no tziruf between the two osios. My os at 4 a.m. is not mitzuraf to my os at 6 a.m. Because in between 4 a.m. and 6 a.m. I remember that it was Shabbos.
So there had to be a remembering in between them to like separate
them? If there is a remembering, it separates the two ksivas.
Let's say there's no remembering, like Shema starts in the nighttime and daytime, I write a letter.
That could be, if there's no remembering in between, you're chayiv. There's no din that the two letters have to be written in temporal succession. Right? Do I have to translate what those words mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah.
In time. They don't have to be written right next to each other in time. I could write one Friday night and the next one Shabbos morning, and I didn't remember a Shabbos at all in between. I write the next one right at Shalosh Shuddis. I'm chayiv. That's a big chiddush within the Malach of Kosev, that even though the letters have to be written next to each other in space, they don't have to be written next to each other in time. No?
Mm-hmm.
In the Hemshech of the Mishnah, we speak about if I write two letters next to each other on two corners. Here, take this wall. Right? I probably should not write on the wall, because like, they probably would not be happy if I do this. But if I write one aleph over here and a bays over here, and you could read it together, you probably could read it together from your angle. Mm-hmm. I have aleph, bays, and I'm chayiv. But if I have aleph over here and bays over there that you can't read together, you're not going to be chayiv. The chiyuv of kosev, right, has to be linked in space, but the linkage in time is not necessary. That's in the Mishnah. Next, the Mishnah says, Kosav bidyo b'sam b'sikra b'kumas b'kan kantum b'chol davar shehu roshem. You're also going to be chayiv. Okay, what are these things? What's dyo?
Ink.
Sam.
Dye.
What type of dye? I think it's like a black dye. Sikra.
Red.
Kumas.
Resin.
Resin, which is?
No idea.
I think it ends up green. Like, you know, baseball players like try to loosen up their hands. Pitchers always have like a bag next to them on the mound. It's like, I think that's resin, actually. I think
it's green, you say?
R-E-S-I-N. Huh? Google it. What is resin?
A sticky, flammable, organic substance, insoluble in water, exuded by some trees and other plants, notably fir and pine.
Okay.
Oh, it's that gross stuff.
It's that gooey stuff, right? The gooey stuff
it's
that...
Green. It's like...
It's not green? What color is it?
I don't know. It's yellowish.
That's it. It's not gooey.
So that's kumas. What is kankantum? I think Rashi writes kankantum is uttermint or something.
What?
We saw it was copper-based paint.
Copper-based. That would probably be reddish also. Or reddish or brownish, right? Okay, kol davar shehu roshem, basically any ink that leaves a mark, you're going to be chayiv. If I write with any ink that leaves a mark, I'm chayiv. And then we get to the din that we spoke about a minute ago, ashtei zavios, ashtei kosle zavios, ashtei levache pinkas. How did you translate levache pinkas?
A writing board.
What?
Like a writing board.
It's like a writing board, yeah. So there is like a mistake in this Rashi. The Rashi has shnei levachei pinkas. Rashi writes pinkas shochen v'nim, like the storekeepers have it, and osan shal socharim. That's why we have the Rashi. In your Gemaras, how do they change the Rashi? Instead of socharim, they have a different word? In the Ozar, how do they change it at the bottom, no?
Wait, read it
again? In the second Rashi in the Mishnah, shnei levachei pinkas.
Yeah, which one? The second one?
Instead of the word socharim, pinka shochen v'nim ki en osan shel
socharim.
You have socharim?
No,
but in the Ozar Hadras, don't they have like a note or something where they change it at the bottom? Let's go.
No, but
you
know how there's two Rashis on that? Same words? So you have two Rashis on the same words?
Shishnam levachim harbei?
No, we have another one, Ashnei Luchay Pinkas, and then it says, Ashnei Sifte Haluchim Smuchim Tadah.
Okay.
That's it.
Which Rashi is it?
The first one, the first Rashi, Ashnei Luchay Pinkas. Pinkas Shochan Benim Ka'en Osan Shel. They don't change the word Socharim? Let me have it. You don't have a change? Oh, my Gemara in my office, I had a change.
Ah.
That's so weird. Yeah, you really don't have it. I had one in my office.
No shaker here, man.
That's like so strange. Okay. Don't know. Okay. Thank you. What year is yours printed? Okay. Fine. So basically, Rashi is saying that they have like these writing boards. I'll try to text the group what it's supposed to be. WhatsApp. So Rashi is saying that they have these writing boards, and if you write on the... I don't know what writing boards look like. Does anyone know?
I'm thinking of like a flash.
Is it like those handheld whiteboards
that
they use?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. I don't know if that's what...
So, but you need two sides of it. So if I'm writing on two different sides, they could be read together. I have one like this and one like this, then I'm going to be chayev.
That's what it is.
Oh, not two different writing boards, but two different sides?
I thought so.
But they use them.
In other words, Sifse Levachim Smuchim Zelazeh. That's what Rashi, in the next Rashi, writes. It's the edge of these boards near each other. So then I'm going to be Chayiv. I'm only Chayiv if it is Nehegin Zealzeh. Now, the Mishnah is basically saying that I need to write with ink that will last. It has to be Davashu Roshim. The Mishnah speaks about stuff that is miskayim. It doesn't use the word miskayim, it uses the word roshim, but it contrasts it with mashkin meperos bavak derachim. I thought there's like two different perushim in Rashi bavak derachim. Is avak derachim that I use the dust as the instrument of writing, or is it that the dust is like the paper that's written on? Right? Is that the two deos in Rashi? Fine. Avak derachim, all those things, it's not miskayim and it is potter. The Mishnah is using the term miskayim to refer to the ink. What about the paper that you write on? Does the paper have to be miskayim?
Yes.
Who says that?
The Rambam.
So the Rambam says that the paper has to be miskayim. The Rambam writes that if I write on Shabbos, it has to be that I'm writing it on paper that will be miskayim, right? We saw this Rambam is Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Halacha Tesvav and Tezayin. You have to write Bidava HaMiskayim Kigon Diyo Shachar Sikra, and you also have to write Al Davar Shemiskayim Kigon Or Uklaf Uniyar. Now, the Rambam says this by writing on Shabbos. I have to write on hide or parchment or paper, something that will last. By the way, last does not mean lasting permanently. The Rashba points out in Daf Kuf Tesvav that Diyo also will not last permanently, but it means lasting for some considerable amount of time, enough time to take notes. Right, that's what the Bir Halacha said, that even if I write with a pencil, that's considered miskayim, even though pencil writing does not last forever. Hi, Talia.
If you were to use like blocks or a puzzle to just make a letter, would that be considered the ink or the paper?
Yes, that's interesting. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. My understanding, I'll try to get to, I don't think I'll have time today because I have to make the shuttle, is that the Malach of Kosev on Shabbos involves connecting words to paper.
Writing
on blocks, you're not. Rav Schechter likes to talk about how when Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was the Rosh Kol Olam YU, Rav Aaron wanted the students to say chaburas. When Rav Schechter became the Rosh Kol, only Rav Schechter says chaburas. The students don't say. When Rav Aaron was the Rosh Kol, all the students used to say. So the first student who said a chabura is Rav Michal Shurkin, who's now Rosh Hashiva and Toras Moshe. So Michal Shurkin gave a chabura about sky writing and whether you're chayiv on Shabbos if you write on the sky. And he discussed...
Isn't it really in the air?
Oh.
And he discussed that maybe you're not chayiv because there is no attachment between the letters and the background. And to be chayiv for kosev, there has to be an attachment between the letters and the background. And the guy gave the chabura. Rav Aaron wasn't crazy about it, apparently. And the Rav asked Rav Aaron what the first chabura was. And Rav Aaron said it was about skywriting. And the Rav said, Aaron, you should say the chaburas. That's like the official story, and I think this is why now in yeshiva, Rav Shechter gives like all the chaburas to the kolal. It seems lahalacha though that for the Rambam, even though the Rambam holds that ksav for a get has to be only that the ink is miskayim. According to the Rambam, I could write on a leaf, even though the leaf won't be miskayim. An ale zayis, a leaf of an olive tree, is like those big leaves, they last for a long time. That is miskayim. But a regular leaf might not be miskayim. For the Rambam, you're still chayim for a get. Because by a get, you don't need ksav al gabe dovahar miskayim. I only need that the ink is miskayim. But by Shabbos, the malach of Kosev on Shabbos involves attaching the ink to the paper. The Magen Avraham writes, I should give you a Maor Malchum on this, it's in Shin Nem somewhere, the Magen Avraham writes that if you take letters and you stick them into a paroches with a pin, that could be Kosev on Shabbos. Because you're attaching it to a background. But if I have something that's not attached to the background, I'm not going to be chayiv. The Gemara in Beitza speaks about the way you make a simen on the meat in order to make sure it's not basar shenis alam min ha'ayin. You're not allowed to eat meat that you don't recognize. That's basar shenis alam min ha'ayin. How do you make sure it's not nisam min ha'ayin? So the Gemara says that Rav used to basar shenis alam min ha'ayin, that is hidden from your eyes. Meat that's hidden from your eyes, meat that you don't recognize, halachically you're not to eat that meat. If I have a simen on the meat, it's okay. Rav, the Amora, used to cut his meat in the shape of a fish. And he even did that on Yontif. How do you do that on Yontif? There is a malach of kosev, and to make an image is also kosev. To make a fish would be the malach of kosev. How did Rav do it? The teretz is the chaya adam, right? Because it's not attached to anything. It's not any background. If I just cut something, what are those things called, like paper cuts?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I just... Truth is, let's say I don't take it... Yeah, let's say I just cut a piece of paper to make it a big aleph. It could be if I cut inside a paper. That's a little different if I just cut the outside of the paper. We'll have to discuss this next time you learn, because it's getting late.
What are those magnets on fridges?
So magnets on fridges might understand...